This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 13. Is the Bible enough? Our passage comes from Luke chapter 16. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The day came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." One day, after I had led a funeral service, someone said he wished that a family member who had died would send a text or email to let him know that everything the Bible said about life after death was really true. Only then would he be convinced, he said. In his own way, he was saying that the Bible is not enough. In the parable we've read today from Luke 16, Jesus was speaking to people who had not really believed what God had taught them in the Scriptures, which were also called Moses and prophets. These people were stubborn, and they were often attracted to the idea of having great wealth. But Jesus said, "You cannot serve both God and money," and he told them this parable to illustrate that truth. For the rich man in this parable, Moses and the prophets were not enough. He thought that if only someone from beyond the grave had warned him, he would not be in hell, the place of torment. But Jesus made clear that if someone did not listen to Scripture, they would not be convinced even if someone rose from the dead. In 2 Timothy 3, the Apostle Paul reminds us that the Bible is God-breathed and is able to teach us about salvation in Jesus Christ. If you have questions, turn to the Bible. It tells you everything you need to know about how to live and how to find the amazing gift of eternal life through Jesus. Pray with me. Dear God, help us to listen to the Bible. Take away our doubts and unbelief. We pray. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.